Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clam. A man is due to appear in Nowra Court today following a police pursuit down the Princes Highway. Brian Lowe has the details.
It all started when police were called to a store in Kiama where a man had allegedly stolen items. They followed him to Berry where they deployed road spikes, but that didn't work because he didn't stop. The 36-year-old man continued on the Princes Highway, during which he reversed into a police car and then rammed another one before continuing to Nowra. He was eventually stopped on Braidwood Road and arrested and charged. Brian Lowe reporting.
Developers of a proposed shopping centre at Warragee are a step closer to seeing it get underway. Warragee Shopping Village developers have lodged amended plans with Shoalhaven City Council for the strip mall on Isa Road. Director Gino Mara says provided their revised development application is approved, they'll start work on stage one this financial year.
Supermarkets, your local shops, doctors, medical centre, pharmacy. We're also in discussion with a major medical centre, so facilities that are available only in Sydney and CBD.
The office of Gilmore MP Ann Tsimalas will be the target of a rally this afternoon by pensioners angry over federal government plans to cut the pension. ACTU Secretary Dave Oliver says they estimate pensioners will lose $140 a week if the cuts are ratified. He says the question the government needs to be asked is why are they doing it?
They're suggesting that they need money. They need $4.5 billion to fund a tax cut for the very wealthy companies in this country. So this is grossly unfair, and it's punishing people who have done the right thing.
New statistics show the Wingicarabee is one of the most common places where motorists hit wombats. During 2016, New South Wales ambulance paramedics were called to five incidents. An acting New South Wales ambulance superintendent, Rhys Dives, says even those travelling in built-up areas need to take care.
One more unusual accident that we had was somebody who crashed on their bicycle from hitting a possum. So it certainly happens in the city as well, but certainly in the regional areas, the big things, the big accidents that we respond to are animal strikes with horses, cattle, sheep, and the big ones, obviously, kangaroos.
And Centennial Vineyards owner John Large believes the community has been let down by a decision by Wingicarabee councillors to defer his development application for occasional outdoor concerts. The matter won't be heard again until February when council returns in the new year. Mr Large says all he's asking for is a bit of consistency.
You would expect that it would follow the previous two votes they had virtually on what is virtually the same DA, except for just the only difference is an old sound report, which Dana Green did, and the updated one, which we did, which is basically the same because it's just the background sound is what they measure.
To sport, and the St George Cricket Club will be without their first-class players for tomorrow's one-day clash against Campbelltown Ghosts at Bradman Oval in Barrel, including Curtis Patterson, Trent Copeland, Moses Henriques, and Josh Hazlewood. How the Ghosts will have former England spinner Monty Panesar leading their side. And the Illawarra Hawks head to far north Queensland this weekend for their NBL matchup with the Cairns Taipans. The Taipans are last on the ladder, but Hawks coach Rob Beveridge expects it to be a competitive contest with the home team focused on getting off the bottom. That's the latest news and sport.